In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We've heard many things about the Eucharist. We know many things, maybe, about the Eucharist. Today we are in the presence of the Eucharist, of Him who is the Eucharist. We've heard maybe many times that the Eucharist is the source and the summit and the font of our Christian life. This is what the Church continues to tell us, because it's the truth. It's what our Lord Himself tells us in the Gospels, that he who drinks my blood and eats my flesh will have eternal life, and if we do not, then life is not within us. And so we know this truth somewhat. At least we've heard it before. But we every so often should ask ourselves about how well we do know this truth. We just need to think about how many times we have received Holy Communion. For many of us, it would be in its thousands. Thousands of times we've received our Lord. If you go to Mass every week, every Sunday, it's at least 52 times a year, at least. If you go every day, clearly you can do the maths, it's over 350 times a year. That's a lot of receiving the Eucharist. And there's always the risk that in receiving so often, we might become somewhat, become habit. It might just become something we do. We might become too familiar, in the wrong sense of that word, with it, with the receiving, and it doesn't really mean much to us anymore. As a priest, how many people do I see coming up to receive communion, whether it be on the tongue or in the hand? It seems sometimes especially in the hand, but just receive it as if, and then they're walking off. It seems as if they weren't thinking about our Lord before they received, and they weren't thinking about him after they received, which probably means they weren't thinking about him when they were receiving. We can all fall into that. It becomes habit. It becomes just routine. And so what should we do? Should we receive this often? In days gone by, that's the way it was. There was always the spiritual writers used to write that they discouraged receiving too often in case we should receive it. We should become too familiar. And you know the old expression, familiarity breeds contempt. I think if I was to preach that in the parish under the patronage of St. Pius X, I might be struck dead, because it was St. Pius X himself who brought about our ability to receive our Lord every single day, who encouraged it. And a church even now says you can receive Holy Communion twice a day, as long as the second time is within the context of a Holy Mass. So receiving often is not a problem as long as we understand what we are doing. Pope Benedict XVI has written, this was back in 2007 or 2009, I forget which now, and one of the apostolic exhortations, that what the faithful need is to cultivate a desire for the Eucharist. We need to cultivate a desire. Now, when you read the book of the saints, the books of the saints, you'll always see a desire they have for the Eucharist, a longing that they have to receive, to be one with Jesus, to be in holy communion with our Lord in the Blessed Sacrament. And even myself, as you read it, like, how does this come about, this desire? Is it just a feeling? Is it just some kind of ecstatic gift that God has given them to have this desire, this joy to go up to the Blessed Sacrament? I can assure you, apart from exceptional cases, it's not just something that some people are given and some people are not given. What we need to do is begin to cultivate a desire for the Eucharist. We have to have a part in this. A real love for Christ in the Eucharist. A real love. That real love, again, is willing to lay down our lives for the one, for the beloved. We must be willing to lay down our lives, not necessarily until death, although God may ask that of us, if we should be so blessed to lay down our lives for the Eucharist, for the truth of the Blessed Sacrament. but lay down our lives so that it really does become the summit of our life. That He here really does become the summit of our life. That is what cultivating a desire should end up as, or end up with. That is the fruit of a proper desire for the Eucharist. How do we achieve it then in concrete terms? Of course, we pray. Like anything we need, we pray for it. Our Lord says, and He says in very strong words and repeats Himself, whoever asks anything of me shall receive. Whoever asks shall receive. He makes it very clear that if you ask something, if any of us ask something of our Lord, He will give it. So why do we not ask Him for a greater love and a greater desire for Himself, for the Blessed Sacrament? Have any of us ever asked for that? We need to ask for that constantly. Lord, help me to love You more in the Blessed Sacrament. Do we listen to the songs that we are singing, the song that we just sang? Lord, help me love You more and more. There are several songs about the Eucharist about that. Those people who have written it, recognizing that this is love incarnate in itself, and we do not love it as we should. As the saints say, love who is not loved. So first we need to pray, Lord, give me that desire for You. Give me that longing for You. Let every moment in my day be looking forward to when I receive You next. I've mentioned before, a saint such as Saint Maximilian Kolbe split his day into two halves. Half was in thanksgiving for the Holy Mass and the receiving communion, and half was in preparation. That's a Eucharistic day. That's a desire that we need to cultivate. That is one thing that we ourselves can do during the day, up until lunch, be in thanksgiving if we've been to Mass in the morning, and after lunch start to prepare ourselves, asking our guardian angel and the Blessed Virgin to prepare our souls and our minds and our hearts to receive the author of life and life itself. In prayer, of course, there's that other great prayer when we wanted to increase our desire for the Eucharist, that is to spend time with our Lord in the Eucharist. Today is a special day of retreat with Our Lady and with our Lord here on the altar, spending time with Him in adoration, in learning from Him, in being in His presence, in learning to love Him. You know that you can't love someone if you don't spend time with them, not really, unless you get to know them. And so when you come in front of our Lord, yes, you come and you ask Him and you pray for things and you thank Him, but even just to spend time here in His presence is always fruitful. Just as you can't, the analogy again that the saints give, you can't go out in the sun and stay in the sun without absorbing the sun's energy and getting sunburned. So it is, you can't be in the presence of our Lord and not absorb His rays of grace, of mercy and of love. If you want to develop a desire for the Eucharist, we need to spend more time with our Lord in the Eucharist. Maybe we don't have that much time, but as much time as we have, even if it's just a moment, to come and say, Lord, this is all I have, I'm afraid, but I give it to You. The other thing is going to Mass as often as we can. Sunday is what is normal, is what is obligatory, is what is just the normal that God asks us, that 1 hour a week that you have to come and sit with our Lord. Not that God needs anything from us, but that He might pour His blessings upon us. But what about during the week? Do we have some extra time, maybe in the morning or in the evening or at midday? There are all sorts of masses, all sorts of times throughout the diocese. Are we profiting from these opportunities Christ has given us so that we might receive Him more often? Him, again, the source of our very life. We wonder why our life is so difficult sometimes, why we don't have the strength to continue. Are we going to the source of all strength? Are we going to the source of all life? He gives us so many opportunities. The next way that we can increase and cultivate this desire for the Eucharist is, of course, study. Now, you don't have to enroll at Notre Dame University on a course of sacramental theology, but it is good to open the Bible, and the Bible on the accounts of the institution of the Holy Eucharist. On John chapter 6, which is known as the Eucharistic Discourse, to learn what it is our Lord said about Himself, what He wishes us to do, how He wishes us to be in order to receive Him. Open the Catechism, beautiful section on the Eucharist. what the church believes and exhorts us to believe and explains about this great mystery, mysterious sacrament, this great mystery of the Blessed Sacrament. Again, the lives of the saints which you've spoken about, look at their example. We need to come to know him. I mentioned already that in order to love someone, you need to spend time with them, but also in order to love someone, you need to know them. You can't love someone if something if you don't know it. If you've never had chocolate ice cream in your life, you'd never know that it's the best tasting ice cream in the world. You can't love Jesus if you don't know that he's God, if you don't know that he's our Savior and our Redeemer. And the only reason he's here, apart from God's glory, is that we might come to love him and be with him for eternity in heaven. All he does is for us. Everything. He did not become man and then take the form of bread because it was fun or because he was enjoying it. The crucifixion was not a game. He came so that we might adore him and love him. Not in the way the pagans adored their gods and had to be subject to their gods in such a terrible way. We're not called to be slaves, but friends, to take the words of our Lord. In this new year, and we're still in Christmas time, we need to take advantage of the graces that come in this liturgical time of Christmas and in this new year. Father spoke about in his homily about New Year's resolutions. A New Year's resolution that we must keep and we must continue to make, like all resolutions, you just don't make it once, you have to continue to make it, is to get to know our Lord better in the Eucharist. We are in a year of faith also, where our Holy Father is encouraging us, get to know your faith. Get to know the source of our faith, which is our Lord, here in the Blessed Sacrament, in every tabernacle in all the world. Let us pray to our Blessed Mother, Our Lady of the Most Blessed Sacrament, therefore, that we might open our hearts finally, might break the ice that may be in our hearts, and that we might desire and pray to desire to love our Lord. And as St. Ignatius says, he makes a point that sometimes we don't even feel the desire. Lord, I don't even feel the desire to know you or love you. Well, that's okay. Because at least if you have that desire to desire, it's a beginning. And we all hopefully have at least that. Let us therefore pray to the Blessed Virgin. Let us pray to St. Pius X, the great Pope and Saint of the Holy Eucharist, that we may finally and truly come to know and love our Lord in a Blessed Sacrament. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.